song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
Well, I know Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
Do you remember the name in that, the girl's name?
Nellie.
Okay. And a male goat would be called a...
He goat, for one thing, or a...
Or a nickname for William would be...
Bill. Billy Goat. Billy Goat.
Okay. And the first book of the New Testament.
Genesis.
Or New Testament.
Oh, the New Testament, excuse me. St. Matthew.
Okay. And the name of the wife of Abraham. It starts with an S.
Is it Sarah?
Mm-hmm. And a boy named Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
Probably call him Bill.
Or he's your father's brother.
Oh, he's Uncle Bill. Uncle William.
And the fourth book in the New Testament is?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And do you remember what people used to call a barrel maker?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
A barrel maker. I know the word. I've read it, but mm-hmm. I don't remember it.
Well, are you familiar with them as a family name? Are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
Yes. Yes, that's right. And that's the name of the barrel maker,
uh-huh.
A Cooper.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? Should be...
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And say if there's a preacher that wasn't very well trained, he made his living doing something else. He just preached now and then on Sundays, and he wasn't very good at preaching. Would you call him anything?
I don't know. What you'd call him?
Uh-huh. I was thinking of a term of shade tree or jackleg.
I never heard. I've heard. I might call him a jackleg, but I think of that as carpenter rather than a minister.
Uh-huh. When you say a jackleg carpenter, is that?
You mean one that he doesn't really know very much about carpentering.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you're insulting him.
Mm-hmm. And the highest rank in the army is?
A general.
Okay. And under a general is a?
Colonel.
And the person in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay. Do you ever hear that word captain used in other situations?
Besides a ship?
Uh-huh. Well, calling the man you work for captain?
Yes, meaning boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've heard it used that way.
Who would use it?
Well, the people under him. I don't know who
uh-huh.
would.
The man who presides over a court would be called a...
The judge.
And the person who goes to school would be a...
Pupil.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office and handles the mail and does the typing.
Secretary.
And the man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
An actress.
And if you're born in the United States, your nationality is...
American.
And... Tell me about races. You'd say that your race is?
The white race.
Okay. Any other names?
The Caucasian.
Okay. Then what other race? There's the white.
White race, Caucasian race, the, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, what different names are there for colored people?
Well, they are Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
They are called blacks.